This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Coming up on today's bite-sized Monday episode is...
And Jack's hidden gem is something I'm going to talk about for 15 minutes, and it's not going to be the fucking section.
Give us your gem.
I'll tell you what, no, fuck him. That is your pick.
Okay, right, let's get this party started. It's Monday. You might be on the way to work, you might be out on a dog walk, and you're thinking, I can't wait for this week's Colson's Conundrum.
Pull your car over, you may crash.
Are you ready? A one, a two,
no,
a one, two,
this.
Three, four. If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson.
It's that bit that makes me laugh. I heard it last week.
Like a dong.
It's like you've
Mine's
been.
Like a
it's like you've been in Butlins for years, and you got too old, and you did it when you were like a young entertainer. Yeah, now. Yeah. If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson. Yay!
Do you know many people that would be better at being a kids entertainer than me? All I would need to do is learn how to do balloon animals. Saying that, you were a clown.
Yeah, some people say I still am. So what's your conundrum?
This week's conundrum, it has come yeah. in from Vicky.
Ah, I know Vicky.
And Vicky says, boys, me and my partner Neil have been together for just over 3 years. We have both been married before, but I'd happily get married again. I'm not so sure he would. As it's a leap year, should I propose to him? What would the three of you do if you were proposed to by your partner?
Well, I'd be in shock because I'm already married.
Here we go. This is a goodie.
If you get married twice, does that nullify the first marriage?
The power.
Or the divorced, aren't they?
Yeah. The power of On The Sofa. We have a potential engagement, a potential marriage in
So
our
he's
hands.
Not sure about marriage the second time.
He's not divorced. So sure.
They've both been divorced. I get it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oof.
He's probably thinking,
drag.
Would you jump out of a plane with a parachute that worked 45% of the time?
Ooh.
What do you
I don't
mean?
Think he's thinking that, is he?
Why is that the success rate of marriages?
I think so.
That's a grim way to
so.
Put it.
Think so.
That 50, is a 50. Grim
you haven't
way
been
to
married.
Put it.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, because he ain't jumping out of a parachute with 45%.
I get it. They both, he's got married, he's done it. But I also get her point. She wants to do it. I think if you want to do it,
I think
look,
you do it.
I think she's scared of proposing yep. and him saying no.
Well, yeah. That's the whole... You haven't That's proposed marriage.
That's the conundrum.
I'm the only one here who have.
How did you do it?
And Henry must have.
I think...
Henry did it in a cracker Christmas.
Did you?
No.
Did you ask for permission?
I asked Poppy's dad for permission, and then we went to Iceland. and I said, if we see the Northern Lights, I'll do it. And if we don't, and we saw them, so
Matt Crapper didn't ask Nick Smith for permission.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Who?
Hannah's fella.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't ask my dad Matt for what? Permission. You know he's called Crapper.
I didn't know that. We didn't know his name.
It's Crapper Wedding.
We didn't know his name.
She's going to be Hannah Crapper.
That's amazing.
Did you not know that?
That's amazing.
It's the Crapper Wedding.
That's amazing.
Han Crapper.
Hannah Crapper.
No, shorten it. Han Crapper. Hello, Han Crapper.
Dr. Crapper. Dr. Crapper will see you now.
She can't take that.
She
name.
Does. When she sends snotty emails, she sends it off as Doctor.
But she can't say Crapper. She can't have Crapper.
Like John Crapper. It is John Crapper. And yeah. John Crapper invented the toilet.
John Crapper's Matt Crapper's dad. Yeah, the Crapper toilets. They've got a Crapper toilet.
Bollocks. That's not his frigging family.
No, that's not his family. What did that do? They've just ordered a Crapper toilet.
Yeah, my mum's got one.
She's got one of them?
Yeah.
Has she? Yeah.
Oof, they make a noise then. When you kick it off.
Yeah, he didn't ask for permission. Would you want the person who marries your daughter to
marry my daughter?
Not for me. I think it's up to you. It's not to me. It's not to me. It's up to you too. I'm not bothered.
I don't think a dad's ever said no.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's dad a bit might like, go. I get, I'll tell you, I'd be like, I'm sorry. It's not going to work.
I get it from Matt.
No matter how great they are, I'd go.
Because Matt would literally be like, he ain't going to say no. So what's the point?
Oh.
Because I gave him some shit for it. And he's like, yeah, but we've had a really stressful time. So.
And also, I don't like the idea.
Sounds like you. He makes excuses up for things to do with other things.
We were buying the house and it was all stressful.
Well, we all bought houses, Matt.
We have, yeah.
I wouldn't like the idea of someone else knowing that the fiancé was going to get proposed to before they did.
But then I guess your future in-laws are kind of in on the proposal, aren't they?
But that's what I wouldn't want.
You wouldn't. You'd want it complete remote.
It'd just be the two people.
One of the questions Vicky's asked in her conundrum.
Well, like whoever's proposing and then the person who's getting proposed.
I think she's got to go for it. I think in any proposal, there's an element of danger. You could get the no, the pie.
Yeah.
I think you have to go for it. It's a leap year. You've got one. He's not going to do it.
Is he not?
One of the questions Vicky has asked in her conundrum is, what would you do if you proposed by your partner?
I'd say yes immediately. I think you have to.
Even if you don't mean it?
Yeah. I think,
I'm not sure if that's what Vicky needs to hear.
I think it's...
Even if you don't mean it, you say yes.
Have you ever seen someone say no?
To save the embarrassment.
I also watched this on TikTok.
To save the embarrassment. Yeah. You can say no later on.
Tell you what I also like on TikTok. Gender reveals.
What?
Or the confetti.
Yeah, but the chavvier the better.
Yeah.
Your TikTok algorithm must be mad.
My brother and sister have done them.
Have they?
They weren't a thing when I was having children. You were having children.
No.
Do you have a gender reveal?
Nah.
Where did you find... Oh, no, you didn't find out.
No, he did find out, but they said he was going to be a girl.
Oh, yeah.
He changed to
Then you painted...
Boy.
We don't... When I had kids, you didn't find
out. And then you said, no, give me something else.
Yeah. And then we've got this...
This isn't your child.
I want a girl.
I want a boy.
Well, I am Henry, aren't I?
I've got one here. I think she goes for it.
I think she goes for it.
Yeah, why not?
And Vicky, if you do go for it,
let us know.
Get in touch.
And if it's no, let us know. And if it's yes, let us know. We'll come to the wedding.
Because she has to do it on the leap year day, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So you've got a month till
There'll be loads of TikToks and stuff flying around, won't they? Of people saying yes and no.
Yeah.
I think when you go into the question, you're kind of pretty sure it's going to be a yes. You're not going into that question half-assed, are you, Henners?
No, I knew Poppy would say yes.
You're pretty
Did she
sure
help pick the ring?
She said very early on, if you're going to ever propose, I want to choose my own ring.
It's
so I thought, this is brilliant.
Right.
I can do it whenever I want.
Whenever I want, after
the ring. Never have chosen the ring. Not in a million years.
Do you know what? If they picked the ring, I'd let them pick the ring and I'd just sit on it for like 2.5 years, like proper drag it out. So I wouldn't want them to expect it.
What?
So he's basically saying they have to pick the ring so that he doesn't get it wrong.
Yeah.
But then he would still have a bit of spontaneity back, to it. I'd wait for like years to then do it.
Get married.
So the new thing that we're getting it next weekend.
Yeah. Oh.
That shows them.
Like, I'd get a few of the big holidays out of the way because I guess everyone always thinks it's going to be on holiday or something like that.
Oh, I see.
But
are you going to do it? Are you going to propose?
I'm not going to propose, no. Jack.
Shall we move on?
Go on, I love it. It's got awkward.
And Jack, you've thrown me.
Top five. Top five. Considering we're talking about late year and it's just come to me. Top five movies you'd go to on a first date. Do you go rom-com, funny, good night? Do you go scary? You never know. What do? Do you go heavy?
But are we doing actual film or genre?
It's up to you. I'd go film.
Okay, Hannah Montana the movie.
Oh, what?
It has to be in there.
What?
Can't not be in there, can it?
You're taking a prospective girlfriend to Hannah
Montana. Come and watch
first date.
Come and watch my favourite film. If she likes it.
Come and watch a teenage girl's film.
If you don't.
He'd look like a weirdo.
If you don't like it, it's not going to work.
It's not, is it?
Let's face it.
It's not like you are called Hannah.
Imagine if someone turns around and goes, oh, I hate that film. Imagine the level of offence and hurt I would get.
So much so. You're not going to have a relationship with
them.
Yep.
Okay, Margot Robbie says she's going to go on a date with you and you're off to the cinema.
Do you know what you're seeing? Hannah Montana? No. That's a
I
no
don't
for
like
me.
That film. And
I
be
love
like,
you. I was going to ask you to marry
actually,
me.
Actually, Margot.
I'd
watch. Don't matter.
And I've thought about it.
I think
what
it's
you
shit
would have
too.
No.
I've heard it's shit. It's shit.
I would say, all right, Margot, I'm still going to go. Sit and watch it on my own.
Bullshit. But first date. Date,
yeah.
Think of another one, Coulson. You can't go to that. You can't have that.
Liz McGuire.
I'd probably go either a horror or like a big blockbuster. Something that we're out.
I'd go cheesy horror, Nightmare on Elm Street, a Jaws.
Yeah,
cheesy.
What
easy.
About you? Not your Insidious, Conjuring.
Too much. Scary. Not light enough. It's a bit heavy. You're getting into a bit much. You want a little fun. Or
a blended.
Or like a Batman.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one. You need something you're going to both be able to talk about.
Universally liked.
We need something they are willing to talk about as well. Not that they come out of the cinema going, what have I just seen?
Yeah. So what films does everyone like? Hannah Montana the movie?
No. I think it's them. Like, what
but you've got nothing to talk about. She walks out and goes... Please don't follow me.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's okay, because I'm going to stay and do the hoedown throwdown in the credits.
What has been the big... Didn't they have the... I suppose it was like Barbie, wasn't it?
Barbie. You could go in Oppenheimer, bit too heavy.
Too heavy.
We had Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, you could do a Top Gun. You could do the Mission Impossible 7.
Yeah.
Mean Girls is out now.
Yeah, you could do something like the remake. You could do the remakes of stuff, yeah. I think something you could both talk about.
Are we putting it into a top five?
Go
on, Jack.
Tell you what, should we do it for films that have come out
2023? Go.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Air.
Yeah.
Barbie.
There we go. Top five. No
coming
back.
You're not going to watch Killers of the Flower Moon on a first date, are you?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you want to go. You just don't want to go.
Bit too much.
You want something to talk about when you're having a pizza afterwards.
Jackie P, you reckon you've got a hidden gem?
I do have a hidden gem. I have a hidden gem, but I have a gem that's not hidden, but I have to feel as though I want to talk about it because everybody's talking about it.
Netflix, Gone Girl.
The Gone Girl. What's it called? The American...
Nightmare.
That. So it's that
I
doc.
Texted you a couple of weeks ago saying the new doc on Netflix is going to be really good. And you were like, what's it about? And I put real life Gone Girl. That's this.
So it's that American Nightmare.
Yeah.
Basically,
how many eps?
I think it's three eps.
Three hours.
They're an hour long.
Perfect. On Netflix, it's number one, probably.
Yeah,
it was.
You know what it's about. You know what? It's a big kidnapping in America. Yeah. She goes missing. They say the boyfriend's done it. she's away and they think she's done it, and then they think
don't
they
say
both
too
done
much because
I'm not saying
I've
too
only,
much.
I've only watched one app.
You've ruined it.
I'm not.
It
gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Three apps, but there's
don't look at me when I'm covering my ears.
There's a payoff to it. What I mean by that is, at the end of it, you feel fulfilled.
It's worth watching.
It's like they don't go, and they never caught them.
Well,
because they piss me off.
The
sometimes.
One interesting thing is that the lad is in it.
Well,
is he?
Well,
is let's he? Not spoil it. Let's is move he? On.
Is he?
Ben, people write into.
Hang
us.
On, that's not the gem. Oh, that is not. It, that is not sake. Even the. Fucking
why
gem?
The fuck Christ. Did you load it up like?
I
it
loaded
was the
gem.
It's gonna be Tuesday by the time
come on,
this episode
come
finishes.
On. That isn't the gem.
Is this, can What's I just remind gem? You, this is a bite-sized episode. Bite-sized.
Hold on. He just introduced a section. And Jack's hidden gem is something I'm going to talk about for 15 minutes, and it's not going to be the fucking section.
Give us your gem.
I'll tell you what. No. Fuck him. What, that I? Is your pick. Fuck you. That is your pick.
All right.
Okay. You can't have fucking two bites of the fucking cherry.
All right, okay.
People,
I'll save the next one.
Save it to the next
I'll
time.
I'll save the next one.
People from all over the world sit down on the sofa and they listen to this show.
That is his gem.
They listen to this show and they get in touch with us to tell us what they love, hate, and rate about it and so on and so
oh,
on.
I like this bit.
And...
Here
have
we
people
go.
Got in touch this week?
Yeah, this is WhatsApp. Remember, just messages or voice notes. No phone calls 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. Henry never writes that down and I edit. And he's now doing it in capitals, in bold. In bold. He fucking hates it.
But he said it's bold. Still happening?
Yep.
2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Here we go. Jane. Hello. Jane Kilfoy here, head of marina management. Very important.
Yeah, well, very important.
Fish
you
are
said
all
it was
dead.
Really clean the other day.
Love my job title, boys. My husband's family are Newfoundlanders, and a lot of his family members work on boats. Wow.
I'm assuming that the Canadians, not the dogs. My husband's family are all...
Very good. Comedy's my first choice. I feel that this is a suitable job for me. Love your podcast. It makes me laugh out loud constantly. I'm always being asked what I'm listening to. Of course, I tell everyone about you, lads. I remember Jack saying how January the 2nd is the worst birthday.
Yeah, it is.
I have to agree with him.
Calendar year.
I have to agree with him since it's mine.
Oh,
fucking hell, Jane. Yeah. Fuck. Plus my wedding anniversary.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow. Been married 17 years. Got married in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is another great place to ring in the new year.
Yeah, we never mentioned Vegas.
Vegas.
You've done Vegas.
No, I've never
Vegas. No. I've not done Vegas. We're all off to Vegas.
We could stay at my brother's and drive up.
Have you been?
Or you actually never take been. A plane.
Business
We're
trip
all
to
off.
Vegas. We're
you
see, off.
You go there and then you just take a little plane, 40 minutes, you're into Vegas.
Elvis.
Yep. Cheers. Have a great, have a happy new year. Have a happy new year, boys. Boys is a Newfoundland term that can be used in a lot of different ways. Most popular is yes, boy, or go on. Is that, I can't work that out.
Yeah,
Henry.
It's spelled B apostrophe Y, but it is pronounced boy.
Boys. Yes, boy, or go on, boy. Well, Jane, comprehensive writing there.
Thank you, Jane.
Ali, hi Colson, Jack and Ben, and producer Henry is getting a shout out.
He's
not just Alexa.
Love
your podcast. I thought you might like to hear about my animal encounter. We would. So to set the scene, it's 2 a.m. on a Monday morning. I'm just about to ring Henry. I'm in bed and was woken by a thud coming from downstairs. My husband, fast asleep, heard nothing, of course. I went downstairs to find my dog, Coco, stuck in the bin lid.
What?
Stuck head, two front legs and half her body. She obviously couldn't stand properly, so was banging against the kitchen cupboards with every attempted step.
So the dog's
in the bin.
Is in the bin and is banging around with the bin on its head.
She could smell the tinfoil that I'd wrapped the Sunday roast in and thought she would have it. Please find attached photo of very guilty Coco.
That's funny.
Is that the bin lid around the head?
That's the bin lid around the head. So Ali's had the peace of mind there to think, my dog's in distress. Let me get my camera.
Photo.
And write to the lads on the sofa.
Write to the lads. Very good letter. I like that. If you've got any animal encounters, oh, poor Coco. Look at her little face. She's thinking, fuck, God.
I've messed up here.
Yeah, messed up. Bollocks. Star. Alex was holding her. And then a lad came. And then they all know Star, so they bring her a little biscuit. Had a biscuit, but got a little choked, got a bit stuck. ran to the garden, did the full shit across the garden, done the throw up and came back in. Got it all out, the full running shit.
But she got outside.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, she got it all out. All across. Sam, hello on the sofa. Love the pod and the new format. Hope you don't mind.
Just on dogs. So I'm running.
Yeah.
It's for today. So I'm running. And obviously, I have those earphones that vibrate. So my ears are open, so I can hear everything that's going around me, but I've got music playing into my head. Yeah.
My ears are open.
I don't have my ears covered. I have my music vibrates on a plate. So I can hear music, but I can hear everything that's going on. Yeah. So I'm running and there's this woman saying to this big white dog, get in. Get in. She went, get in, you big bastard.
Who's trying to get in the car?
I don't, she obviously didn't know I was behind.
She just called dog a big bastard.
And like,
Were they getting into?
Into the boot of the car. So it's like, I hear her go, get in, like that. And then just as I'm like, right, man, she goes, get in, you big bastard.
Did he get in?
Yeah, you would if you were says that.
I was going.
I love that.
Sam, hello on the sofa. Love the pod and the new format. Hope you don't mind, but I have a question for Coulson.
Oh, I don't like questions.
I was a bigger boy once upon a time, like yourself.
To the right place.
And I got into running over the past couple of years. Oof. What foods would you recommend eating before a half marathon / long run? As I always find towards the end, my energy is just completely gone and I begin to cramp up. Also, how do you make that jump to a whole marathon? I'd love to do a whole marathon, but I never seem to have the energy to keep going after 20K mark. Would you recommend doing longer distances? Any advice would be very much appreciated.
One question at a time, because I was going to make the jacket potato joke at one point.
What do you...
Or the Biscoff bagel.
Yeah, right. One question at a time. What do you eat before? Before I run, bagels, great. Anything on them, jam, peanut butter if you eat it, Biscoff. I have overnight oats. I am actually committing. I'm going to film me doing my overnight oats recipe and put it onto Instagram because everyone asks me all the time.
No one asks you.
Ben.
You've posted
10 messages a day.
You've posted that breakfast.
10 messages a day.
What are they saying? Please show us your overnight.
Please show us the oats,
which just look like a dog turd.
So I am going to do that. So before I run, I would have bagels or I'd have overnight oats. Then what was the other question?
Oh, God. My belly's in knots. It's them overnight oats. Oh, God.
I'm trying to be...
Let me get my camera.
I'm trying to be sincere. They're really, really good. It reminds me I need to make some tonight, actually. I've not got the ingredients in.
Slipped at toilet.
You've not eaten any other breakfast for 4 years.
Do you know I got a delivery this week of oats? Do you know how many I got?
4 ton.
I got 15 kilograms worth of oats.
Where are you putting them in a shed?
Do you want to see? I don't know where I'm putting them. I don't know where I'm going to put them.
Like rock.
Cement. Yeah.
Like a fucking craggy rock face.
Look at that.
Imagine this.
Oh, they're good, them jumbo oats. We've had them.
Yeah.
So eat your oats.
Eat oats.
Oats or bagels. If you're having breakfast. If not, if you're doing a big run, I'd chuck a bit of a carb load in the night before. I'll have a pasta and a garlic bread.
Three fucking garlic bread.
Carb and
garlic bread.
If I'm doing
your
the work.
Your fucking running plan is Bobbin's garlic fucking bread.
You have to fuel yourself for what you're doing. The other thing
I have a fucking tandoori, a beets and garlic bread. Where you're off, run.
This week, I went out for
pint
a curry. This week, I went out for a curry. I had a curry. I had a starter. I had a curry, I had a rice, I had a naan, and
but
I went...
you're not doing a marathon.
I went and did half marathon the next day.
Yeah, but he's saying marathon.
He's not, Jack.
Hold on, though, Coulson. He's not saying, how far can I run to eat what I want? What would you suggest I eat to go running?
And I've said, I've given
two... A curry and garlic bread.
I've given him two simple suggestions. Of
which is garlic bread and a curry. Yeah.
No, they're not my suggestions. But I am saying, don't feel bad about having a carb meal the night before you go for a run because you will use it. The other thing is, over half marathon distance...
No, he wants to make the jump.
Yeah. You will be burning more carbs than you've got stored. So I would recommend start experimenting with gels. Very serious. I use Science in Sport beaters, they're called. They're really expensive, which is annoying, but the other Science in Sport ones are decent. And basically, just experiment with taking them. And if you're running a half marathon, I'd probably take one on 12K and 16K.
Moving on. It's Jenny Haynes.
Don't ask me the questions if you don't want the answers.
Writing in to ask if any of you seen Poor Things. Yes, I just saw it last night and it absolutely blew me away. Funny, Jenny, I've picked it. It's weird and wonderful, and definitely Yorgos Yanathomalos, magnum opus, with his career best performances from Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
My new contender for best film winner at this Oscars. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. We're doing it, Jenny. We heard you. Also, the last time I wrote in, I was asking for good luck with my film dissertation. Your well wishes clearly worked because I ended up getting a first.
I give you guys all the credit.
I wouldn't give us all the credit, Jenny. I would say you probably did 99% of the work.
Well, we deserve 1%. Yeah.
I think Jenny probably did 100% of the work. She's clearly a lot better at film knowledge than us.
Yeah.
We put out a clip earlier in the week, Ben, which was the top five most attractive cartoon characters, didn't we?
Laura Padley's been on. Here we go. 5, King Triton, The Little Mermaid. 4, Buzz Lightyear. 3, Shang, Mulan. 2, John Smith, Pocahontas.
He is good.
1, Flynn Rider, Tangled.
Flynn Rider's a shout. Flynn Rider's bloody beautiful.
Christina, Disney's Robin Hood. He's a foxy fox.
Of course he is.
Craig, the woman whose face you never see in Powerpuff Girls.
I don't know that
I
one.
Don't know what the fuck it is.
I do.
Oh, my mate was back on with... Who did you pick?
Jessica Rabbit, didn't we?
No, and that someone else.
Marge Simpson.
And someone else. Doug Funny. Apparently you keep Patty mentioning Mayonnaise. Doug Funny, and he's well happy with the fact you mentioned Doug Funny.
Does he love it?
Yeah. I don't know anyone else who knows about Doug Funny.
Yeah.
Just... he's pet dog, Porkchop. And then the arch rival nemesis.
You sound like you still watch it.
Roger Klutz. he was the
baddie. Doug Funny on? Was it on ITV?
Cartoon Network, I know it.
Was it Cartoon
You know it as well. Are you a Doug Funny fan?
I'm going to watch it.
The theme tune's mint.
I think there's only three.
Henry,
of
what's
you.
The what's the theme tune?
Sing us a theme tune.
That's actually it.
Can you play it?
There's a Doug Funny fan club.
Here we go.
Can you see it? That's Doug.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
I recognise it.
Doug Funny, yeah. Can you play the theme tune for us?
One sec.
No more than 30 seconds and we'll be fine.
Oh, sorry, it was Nickelodeon.
Oh,
I think it did go over to Cartoon Network as well, though, didn't it?
Right, are you ready?
What did you say it was again?
Doug Funny.
What did you hear the theme was again?
Almost like you would. You did it.
Yeah. Well done.
Doug Funny. I love it.
What had the best opening soundtrack as a kid's TV? I know we bang on about it on this show. The Brum opening soundtrack was fucking brilliant.
The best soundtrack ever for a kid's TV show, and it's something you won't know. And get it up, Alexa Henry.
We're all going to make him play stuff now.
You
watch this. Down memory
this
lane.
Is great. You might not remember it. Jamie and the Magic Torch.
Jamie and the Magic Torch.
Jamie.
Let's see.
Jamie. No two nights are the same. You wait till you hear this. And you tell me you haven't heard a more rocking kids theme.
Let's have a listen. Bit scary.
Yeah.
It's just the intro.
Just lulling you in. We have to go into his house, you say.
It's a bit creepy, Ben.
Yeah.
You were watching dark shows as a child. Oh, well.
Night, Jamie. Well, Jamie. Here we go. Rock fucking off.
I like it.
Here we go.
It's like
the Who.
It's the Who, isn't it?
It's the Who.
Wordsworth. What was the cartoon like? Dog shit.
Well, like, when I was a kid, it was mint. But was so we had a magic torch.
Yeah.
And he put it on and you walked into the gap he made in the magic torch, Jamie and his magic torch, and he'd go and have adventures. Or the other one you've got to have is Hong Kong Fury.
Hong Kong Fury, number one super guy.
DuckTales.
Ooh.
For me, Arthur. Every day when you're walking down the street.
And yep. Your grandma's got some
smelly feet.
Yeah, or the tweenies.
No.
Or Bear in the Big Blue House. Did you do Bear in the Big Blue House?
No. Bob the Builder?
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Hey Arnold.
As a final one, can we just have the Brum theme tune?
I suspect the Brum theme tune is shit.
I don't think it is.
I think you're...
Do you remember Daisy and Jim?
Fireman and Sam. Rosie and Jim.
Epic.
No, shit. Sounds like bum bum.
Bum bum.
And here we go, Deborah on Insta. Oh, you guys, I'm an avid fan of the Cobbles, but since you started these podcasts, I can't take you seriously. You've ruined my life.
Oh Deborah,
that's not so good, because that's our main job.
That's not good. And that is all we've got time for, actually, on this week's episode.
Perfect.
It is.
This is just a bite-sized episode.
Yeah.
It's all we can squeeze in. Remember, if you do want to get in touch with us, we're on WhatsApp. Jack, how can they get in touch on WhatsApp?
Oh, quick, it's at the bottom.
07457 404 612. Outside UK, drop an O, add a plus. 404 457 404 612! Exclamation mark. Have it.
Remember, if you enjoy listening to On the Sofa, we would really appreciate it if you could make sure you subscribe to us and you can leave us a rating on your podcast providers, but only 5 stars. And if you want to keep in touch with us when we're not on the sofa, it's easy. Go on over to Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at On the Sofa Show. And if you want to get more, see you on Patreon. If not, we're back on Thursday where we're talking all things puffings.
All things puffing.
All things puffing.
In the meantime, the three of us will be watching kids' TV intros.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.